Om Shanti. So very, very warm welcome to Surya Bhai today. Today on the day of love for Baba, our sweet Valentine, we want to really take a dive deeply into the ocean of love. So who else better than to help us do that with beautiful practices than Surya Bhai. Surya Bhai has been with Baba for many, many years and is one of the senior brothers. And I think he used to be in charge of the kitchen at one stage, Surya Bhai. But his practices and his way of helping souls, he's a very much sought after speaker, not only in Bharat but also in the West. Everyone always truly enjoys his classes. So we're very pleased to have Surya Bhai with us today. And the theme is of Milan, Magan and Lagan, which means to meet and connect, to become absorbed and merged in the love of one. So thank you, Surya Bhai. Shanti.
Om Shanti. So all are happy in Gyan Sarovar? Very happy? Fearless in the world? Or fear? Fearless. God's children must be fearless. Because we know the future. We know the method of transformation of this world. So we have become knowledgeable souls, knowledgeful. We know everything, what is going to happen in this world, on this earth, how everything will change. But the process of change will be many times very critical, very severe, very dangerous, like destruction. As we all noticed, Turkey, a big earthquake took place and many, many thousand died. I would say one thing first of all. We have to make ourselves full in spiritual power. Everyone must churn this. When God has come down to give everything to us, I will achieve everything from Him. Make such a strong thought in your mind today. He has come down to give everything, whatever He has. All of His powers, all of His blessings, complete peace, love, power of purity, His giving. And Baba said sometime, only once He mentioned like this, I will give you everything, become empty and will go back to my home for rest. So make a thought in your mind. I will achieve everything from Baba. I will make Him empty. Keep such thought, because the thought I am giving to you, we Brahmins, many of us will become angels. Many of us will become lighthouse for this world. Many Brahmins will become the instrument to sow the path to mukti to many souls in this world. We will also give blessings to the world, to many souls. So the important thought, churn it now. Think about your own self. Which part I would like to play during this period of transformation? Which part I like to play? When this world will pass through severe destruction, when there will be everywhere cry and cry, punishment, lot of troubles, peacelessness, fear, anxiety, I would play this role at that time. Fix up your own role and prepare for that. Just as now, this big problem happened in Turkey. Big thing. They have sown only 35,000 have been died. But I think add 10 at the end. This is the real figure. So I would give sakas there and will make everything easy. Those who died, they died. But those who are alive, their relatives, their friends, I have to give peace to them all. Peace. Little support. Let me make myself an angel and make them feel that our angel, our gods and goddesses are here with us. We are safe. One very good experience came to me just today. That there was some problem, like small earthquake, and there was one Baba child, a sister. So she was alive even after 3 days. So she was asked, what is your experience? So listen to the experience of that soul. She mentioned, she shared her experience that two angels were coming to me and were bringing water and food for me every day. See the experience. This will be our role in the future. So we have to make ourselves into an angel. Think yourself. I have to become most powerful person in the world. So that where I am at that time, many souls around me become fearless. I have to become very pure now, so that many souls of deity religion come to Baba. Our purity will attract them. I have to become peace house. To give peace to many peaceless souls. So we have to lost in the love of God, our Supreme Father. Two main things behind this. So far, we had been loving to human beings. This was our bodily love. It took us down always. It made us peaceless, hateful feeling, sometimes very, very much negative. But spiritual love, love with Baba, and love with all souls in this world, both things are important. It doesn't mean that we should not have love with Baba children, to family, to worldly people. We have to have very loveful feeling for them, that they belong to me, they are my family. Think now this way. All human beings in this world, they are my family, God's family. So I have to have very subtle, loveful feeling for all. I am ancestor. I am like Baba. Those who are ancestor, those who are in Gyan from many years, I used to say, you are ancestor, Purvaj. So you have to give sustenance to all other Brahmins. But we all are like Bap Saman. Believe it. If you think, I have to become like Baba, so immediately you will think, oh, it's a long journey, very difficult. I can't become Bap Saman. But if you believe, if you have this awareness, I am Bap Saman, I am, so it will become easy path. Your path will become very easy. Understand the difference between both. I have to become Bap Saman or I am Bap Saman. So love for all souls in this world, always, every day, once a day, only once, any time. Keep this thought in your mind. All souls are my brother. I love you all. Oh, my brothers in this world, I love you all. You are my true brothers. Give this feeling. By this practice, your vibrations will reach everywhere in this world. One thing. Second thing, Baba is mine. He belongs to me. Baba is mine, my Baba. Feel this close relationship to him. He's not God for me. He's my father, my daddy. Baba is such a word in Hindi, in India, to father in many states, people call Baba. In Maharashtra, in Bengal, and in 2-3 other countries, other states too, just Papa, Daddy, Dad, they say Baba, in Sindhi community, to father they say Baba. So God is my father, most loving father. He loves me very much. I love him very much. Feel this close relationship to him. He's not God for me. He's mine. My Baba. My father. Third thing, most important. Make a list of the achievements that you got from Baba in this Brahmin life. At least 16. This is your homework. And you will enjoy His love very much. In your mind, love for God, love for Baba will become full. My Baba, oh, He has given me this, 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 this. I tell you some points of achievements. First of all, Baba gave us complete, true, perfect knowledge. He gave me third eye of knowledge. He enlightened me. Entire darkness of my life gone. First biggest achievement. Treasure of knowledge I got from Him. This is the biggest treasure. We must feel that this knowledge is the biggest wealth for me. Biggest wealth. I share experience of one teacher sister of Delhi. She was suffering from COVID, Corona. She was in hospital and she was declared dead. And she was sent into mortuary. Listen, the experience of that sister. And she was, during that period of COVID, of Corona to her, she was reciting, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And when people went there to take her towards the cremation, someone noticed that there was some sands in her fingers, little shaking like this. And they said, oh, she is not dead, she is alive. And they took her back in ICU. She became okay. And now she is again a perfect Brahma Kumari, center in charge. When she came back, people were asking her, many were there, big ward, what did you do? She answered, I practice that I am Master Almighty. She explained what Master Almighty is. And all started reciting this mantra, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And you may not believe, for 25 days, classes and this mantra was going on in that big ward and all patients got well. So why I share this experience? See, that sister was about to die. Money, wealth, relatives, anyone could not do anything. But one thought of Baba's knowledge, I am Master Almighty, saved her life. So which is better wealth, we must know now. So Baba has enlightened my life. Talk to Him. Baba. Baba. I was in darkness. You have enlightened me. My path were blocked. You opened everything. You gave me divine intellect. You gave me third eye of wisdom. You made me Sudarshan Chakradhari. Many, many thanks to you. So you will feel very subtle love for Him. This is the method. So remember the achievements, many like this. Baba has given me all of His powers. I was weak. He made me Shiv Shakti. He made me most powerful. He gave me the power so that I can challenge Maya, which is the most powerful. In God's world, Maya is also almighty nowadays. But He empowered me. He gave me His own powers. And I gave challenge to Maya. This is Baba's love to me. So Baba, many, many thanks to you. He's giving me blessings. He's protecting me in this world. Many Brahmins don't know. His drashti every day comes down to each of Brahmin, each of his child. So we are under the protection of God. Believe it. So make a list. Baba, you have given me this. You made me free from sorrow. I came to you and my life became peaceful. I was very negative. You made me positive. I had lost hope. I was frustrated. You gave me self-confidence. Keep talking to me and offer your thanks to Him. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Now we will do this practice and we'll experience Baba's love. Love for Baba. Let your heart become full with love. Red light. So for some moments, feel Bab Dada came down. He's in front of me. In the forehead of Brahma Baba, Gyan Surya Shiva Baba is sitting there. Visualize Him. Baba is giving me drashti. Now talk to Baba. Have a loveful chit-chat to Him. Baba, we had been searching for you since long, thousands of years. But you yourself came down to me. We had lot of fear with you. We had become God-fearing. You made me God-loving. I love you. I came to know that you are ocean of love. You never give punishment, you give love. You came down, O ocean of knowledge. You gave me entire knowledge. You made me master ocean of knowledge. By receiving your drashti, my tiredness of thousands of years gone. You gave me third eye of wisdom. You made me lighthouse. Your knowledge is perfect. Many, many thanks to you. Hearty thanks to you. Oh Baba, I love you very much. You gave me blessings. You became the boatman of my life's boat. I was alone on this journey of life. You became my companion, my supporter. Every morning, you give me blessings. You give me all of your powers. You give me drashti. You made me very powerful. You became combined to me. I am fearless under your protection. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba is smiling, giving drashti. And we came down. Om Shanti. We have to become a successful yogi. Baba's words we all must remember always. Those who are bodiless, those who practice to become bodiless, those who become soul, entire world will love them and they will become rightful children of God to receive His love. Need not to ask from Baba, I need your love, I need power, I need peace from you. We will claim with right. We will experience Baba is for me only. God, the Almighty One is for me. So we have to practice bodilessness. I remember Baba's words and I remind these words to everyone because these words are very, very useful, significant. Those who practice bodilessness again and again, again and again, they will not die in the destruction. They will not experience any punishment during destruction, but they will leave their body willingly. They will not leave their body all of a sudden. That silent heart attack took place and they left body. That is also a good death, but not royal or divine death. Divine royal death means when we are remembering Baba, we are in the consciousness, we are in the awareness, Baba, I'm coming to you. I'm leaving this body now. So Baba will welcome them, Baba will receive them, or Baba himself will come down to take them up. So practice bodilessness and angelic stage. We shall do now these two practices and we will create aura around us. Very important thing to create powerful aura around us. Why it is so important? Because after Corona, many souls, millions and millions, multi-million souls have become bodiless soul and they are stumbling in the space up above. And their bad energy is affecting to human beings on this earth. I know it. You may not know because you don't have connection with many, but many people come to me and they share their experience. 2-3 problems are increasing a day by day very much. Sleeplessness, insomnia, fear, depression, anxiety, these are the part of psychiatric disease. Doctors, one doctor just now, 3-4 days before, mentioned me that many cases of sleeplessness are coming to us now and this problem is increasing day by day. So, if we create aura around us, powerful aura, we are protected, always safe. Any bad energy can't dare to enter this aura. We will remain ever protected, safe, fearless, very positive, we'll enjoy good sleep, and any bodiless souls will not come to us because specifically we all must know when we practice that we are Master Almighty. So red rays of might vibrate out from us, red. And they make very powerful and big aura around us. And when these bodiless souls notice, look, oh, fire is burning here. These red rays look like fire. So they run away. So we can make our aura very big. You know, many psychologists, they believe aura is up to 18 inch. Aura, biggest aura is up to 25 feet in the world. Biggest aura. But our aura can become miles and miles. Thousands of miles, millions of miles, we must know this. So now, let us do these two practices. Red light. practice of visualization is important in this. So we have to visualize. So see yourself a shining star, soul, in the forehead between two eyebrows. I am this. Visualize yourself very clear, very subtle point of energy. Colorful rays are going out from me in all directions. I am Nirakar, incorporeal. For some moments, feel body disappeared. All elements of my body got dissolved, merged in nature. I am Nirakar soul. Only me. Around me, there is very powerful aura. I am Master Almighty, and my rays of might are making powerful aura around me. I am inside this big and powerful aura. Again, I am in the body, in forehead. My body became the body of light. I am an angel. And around me, there is a powerful aura. I am angel of purity. I am an angel of might. And from each part of my body, colorful rays are vibrating out, making aura, a big circle of light and might. Om Shanti. So at least 2 times every day, morning and evening, night, we all must create such aura, specifically before going to bed at night, because the jivil spirits, this bad energy, this black magic, it is very powerful at night, during night. So before going to sleep, we can create such aura. We can do another practice, that Shiva Baba Almighty came down and became canopy of protection over here, here only. Sit below this canopy for 1-3 minutes only and ask Baba, Baba, be here with me for whole night. And he's bound to do so, and we are safe. You can also create an aura around your house, your home. And method is, sit in such good feeling. I'm an angel of purity. I'm Master Almighty. I'm very close to Baba. Remember, 7 times, I'm Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty, and feel that rays of might are spreading in your whole house, everywhere. Your home became full with this spiritual energy. Just 1-2 minutes, and then through your finger, draw a line around your home 7 times. Center, home, like this 7 times. And keep a thought that inside this powerful aura, inside this powerful line, any bad energy cannot enter, and you are safe. So in order to become a good yogi, successful yogi, we need to become free from vague thoughts. And you must know, now is the effect of Kali Yugi world. Now is the effect of Kali Yugi vibrations, that many, many people in this world are suffering from fast speed of vague thoughts, from fearful thoughts, from unnecessary thoughts, but very fast speed. They can't control their thoughts. They can't control their mind. And it is making them psychiatric patient. After 6 months, definitely they become psychiatric patient. So in order to control these all things which are happening nowadays in this world, we have to practice 3 things. When we practice that I am a soul and they are souls, the people, those who are in front of you, around you, I am a soul, these all are good souls, always have such positive thoughts for other. It is called vritti in Hindi. This is a beautiful word, vritti, attitudes. So look towards others with this attitude. They are good souls, although they are not good. We know it. But keep this thought, they are pure souls. They are the children of God. And your vibrations will influence them. You would be able to create very, very spiritual vibrations there. Suppose you are in your home. You live in a family. there are 5, 6, 2, 3 members in your family. Just once a day, in the morning or evening or night, see all. They are good souls in my family. They are the souls of deity religion in my family. They are very pure. Our family is very great. Our family is the family of great persons. I love them. So in your family, you will experience very positive, very spiritual vibrations. So at least 5 times every day, we all must make such plan that we are souls. I am soul. I am self-sovereign. Swaraj Adhikari. I am the master of this body. I look through eyes. Feel just at the time of traffic control, you can make this plan in your mind that when song will start to play, I will do this practice. But one thing important, we all must know this, that one practice cannot be done throughout the life. We need to change our practice after 1 week or after 2 weeks. Otherwise, they will make you bored and you will leave them automatically. So after 1 week, after 2 weeks, bring a change into your plan. Second practice. Self-respect, swaman, will make you free from waste or negative thinking. Simple method. Swaman, self-respect. You can choose few thoughts. Keep always any 5 points of self-respect in your practice. Just as I am Master Gyan Surye. Very good point of self-respect. It will make your mind stable. I am Master Gyan Surye. From each part of my body, might is radiating out. I am Master Gyan Surye. Shiv Baba is Gyan Surye. And Baba's words are, you are Master Gyan Surye on this earth. Through your rays, the germs of Maya are being destroyed. You are killing them. With this practice, keep it in your mind. I am a worship worthy soul. I was teaching to mothers from the corona period that keep this thought in your mind. I am East Devi of my home. East Devi, worship worthy goddess. I am the worship worthy goddess in my home. Very effective. Because it's true, whatever we believe to be ourselves, we become the same. Psychologists also say, whatever you think, so shall you become. But our thoughts are very great. I am Master Almighty. I am world benefactor. I am supremely pure soul. I am the destroyer of obstacles. I am one who will give liberation to all souls in this world. Master Liberator. I am Ancestor Purvas, who has to sustain entire world. I am the Master Reliever of sorrow, bestower of happiness. am the most fortunate person in the world. So if you keep 3 or 5 points for every day, you can keep them for 15 days. Practice that, you will experience immediately thoughts will become slow. The speed of thought will come to slow. And you will become very energetic. One experience I would share, and then we all will practice again few things. Many patients of depression came to me in last 3 years. Many. And I taught them just 4 things, 4 yuktis. I'm sharing to you, and you can also become a spiritual doctor of depression. You can remove the depression of many. First thing, as soon as you wake up, you have to teach, or if you have little problem of fast speed of thought, you can also use this method. As soon as you wake up in the morning, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. To non-BK people, we change this word little bit, I am a powerful person. So when you start writing, mind becomes stable after some time, and very powerful energy from soul will go to the brain, and brain will become energetic. You must know one thing very deep. As we say in Hindi, khushi jaisi khurak nahi. Happiness is the best nourishment for health, for body. How? We all must know this very subtle thing and very powerful thing. In our brain, there are many cells, millions and billions. To them, medical people call neurons. So we have millions and millions neurons here. Because of depression, because of tension, because of negativity, because of sorrow, because of unhappiness, we can say that they also become very dull or dead. And when we are happy, we dance in happiness, they also start dancing inside. They become very energetic. Revival, and we will become very healthy. Brain will become efficient, very healthy, very powerful. Therefore, happiness and self-respect. 2 things are very powerful for this entire world. We have to teach powerful thoughts to all. You are a good person. You are a charitable soul. You are a very powerful person. You are most fortunate person in the world. Bring a change in your own thoughts and make change in others' thought. So energy from here, if we write down, we are Master Almighty. Energy from here, powerful energy will go to the neurons. And they will become very energetic, very powerful, and they will open up everything in this body and around us. Second thing we taught them, ask forgiveness. How? Just sit in silence for a minute and talk to the souls this way. All souls, if I had given you sorrow in past thousands of years, please excuse me. With true realization, excuse me, I'm sorry. Become happy, become peaceful, become powerful. You are my good friends. Only this, in the morning, up to 6 o'clock. Second method. very effective thing, asking for excuse. This is not a small thing, because bad energy from them, thousands of souls may be there, bad energy is coming to us. It is making us unhappy, depressed, it is causing sleeplessness and many other problems. And if we ask pardon, this bad energy cut off. We become safe, we become free from this bad energy. Third thing, drink charged water. It is not also a small thing. Medical scientists proved that our vibrations make water very powerful, energetic. So if we give drashti to the water and remember just 7 times, I am Master Almighty, or I am a pure soul, the pure energy or powerful energy will enter to the water. And if you drink it, it will purify your brain, your entire body, your nervous system, because 70% water is here in our body. And because of tension, because of vices, because of negativity, entire world is becoming dirty. And we can purify it and we can enjoy good health. And fourth thing, very important, this is big science. You can give energy to your brain, you yourself also. Now you can do this practice for a minute, please. Rub your palm. Remember just 3 times, I am Master Almighty, with good feeling. I am a powerful soul, I am Master Almighty. You can feel energy in your hands. Do like this, close, vibrations. If you keep them here, this energy will go to the brain, will energize all neurons in the brain, and depression will go. You can keep it on your shoulder, these knees, knee pain will finish. Many experiences, at least 1,000. On pancreas, right hand, diabetes will finish. You can give it to liver, to spleen. Biggest signs. And one thing also I would add. Suppose someone has little problem in heart. Put your right hand on heart. And just with true heart, give thanks to the nature and to your heart. Oh my heart, you have supported me from last 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 30 years. I'm very, very thankful to you. Oh nature, you have given me this life, water, air, everything. Many, many thanks to you. And you will experience everything is getting well. So self-respect, and one thing I would add, because fear is increasing day by day, and a day is coming soon. I'm not giving curse, but I am telling the truth about future. After 25th, 2025, there will be a big wave of fear in this world. Fear and fear everywhere. Only Baba children will become fearless. So you all have to become Master Almighty. And if you have such problem of fear, so please do one thing. For 21 days, every morning, as soon as you wake up, morning doesn't mean 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. As soon as you open your eyes, write down 21 times, I am Master Almighty and fearless. I am Master Almighty and fearless. Writing is good, but sometimes if you can't write, you can just remember, recite. I am Master Almighty, I am fearless, with feeling. So your hidden fear of thousands of years will finish. Do it every day for 21 times, up to 21 days only. So let us again come to the point. Now, as per Baba's desire, we must give sakas to the world every day. And our sakas will help to many persons in this world. It is very automatic procedure. We will spread vibrations and many souls in this world will be benefited. We don't know them. And as a return, our life will become free from obstacles, free from problems. So let us do for 5 minutes this practice. Red light. I am a great soul. I am world benefactor. I am an ancestor soul. I am standing on the top of globe. Feel yourself. I am an angel standing on globe. From Baba, Almighty, the rays of might are coming down to me. Like a fountain, God's energy entering me, give drashti to the world. Move in all directions, giving drashti, and feel from my forehead, golden rays are going to the world, going up to the last corner of the world. Om Shanti. This is very good practice. Those who are poor in yoga, they can also do this practice. They must do this practice. Stand, if you have terrace in your home, go on the terrace. Give this thought to yourself, I am world benefactor, I am Master Almighty, and give drashti in all direction. You can do it for 1 minute only, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then feel that from here, powerful vibrations in red color or in golden color are going out. So your mind will become stable. You know, for good yoga experience, we need a stable mind. We need to become free from wasted, impure thoughts. Purity is directly related to yoga. If one is weak in purity, yoga is difficult. So, I give you one simple yukti to improve your purity. Because now is not the class on purity, but this is a psychological approach. This is the effect, this is the result of our power of subconscious mind. Because when we wake up in the morning, our subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. So the thoughts we give to our mind at that time, we will become the same, believe it. So, in order to improve purity, as soon as you wake up, every morning, write down 4 thoughts, 21 times. I am Master Almighty, first thought. Second thought, I am a victorious jewel. Third thought, I am free from impurity or free from sex lust. Fourth one, I am supremely pure soul. With good feeling, I am supremely pure soul. I am Master Almighty. Minds will become active. I am victorious jewel. We gave direction to our might. Go to get victory over vices. I am free from impurity. This power will make us free from impurity. And I am supremely pure will make us pure. So this is how to use the power of our subconscious mind, and day by day you will experience purity is improving, you are elevated, and you can drink charged water with the thought that I am supremely pure soul. Give drashti to your glass of water, remember the 7 times and then drink. It will help you a lot. For yoga practice, because if our yoga is not good, how can we experience love of God? How our love will reach there? How His love will come back to us? Impossible. So yoga, different techniques of yoga you can use. Simple practice to give sakas to the world. I am here. Globe is in front of me in black color, Tamo Pradhan, Kaliyugi globe. And from here, pure energy is going to the globe. globe's color is changing, becoming golden. Just in 1-3 minutes. Sometime you can enjoy yoga like this. I am sitting in the root of kalp tree. Kalp tree is up above my head. And vibrations from here. I am pure soul, supremely pure soul. I am Bab Sama. Pure energy from here is going, is entering in entire kalp tree. And kalp tree is becoming golden. See, over my head there is golden kalp tree. You will enjoy it very much. Mind will become stable. So power of visualization is most important, actually everywhere. In subconscious mind they teach, make a picture, make a vision, picturize everything. Picturize what Paramdham is. Make a picture in your mind. I am sitting there. Make a picture. Baba is there. Make a picture. First start like this. But very important thing, because our mind, our brain, our intellect, these three things are interconnected. So we should not allow any rubbish, any negativity, any impurity into our intellect. Be careful. Believe. Give thoughts to yourself. My intellect is divine intellect. My intellect is golden intellect. I have to keep it clean. I have not to make my intellect a dustbin. This is for God. This is for God's blessing. This is for God's energy. This is for God's knowledge. Keep thinking this way. Very important thing. Don't forget it, please. Elevated thinking will give you spiritual energy always. Elevated thinking will keep your mind elevated, powerful, energetic. Elevated thinking, it's like a nourishment for your mind and brain. So you can do one thing, one homework for you. Always from mudlis, sakar or avyakt mudlis, find out some very good point for you, which give you intoxication, which gives you happiness, which makes you energetic. Note down them separately. Make a separate diary for you. And in that diary at least 50 points, such elevated point, you must note down in big letters. Just as many times we listen in Murli, Baba says Om Shanti, and then speaks like this. Oh children, you must be very intoxication. See who is sitting in front of you. You are so fortunate that you are sitting in front of God. Note it down. Keep writing. In beginning, every day, keep in your drishti on them. Read them in 5 minutes only. I had done it throughout my whole life. Powerful points, energetic point, points of happiness, points of intoxication. I wrote down always separately. That became my best treasure in life. So make your intellect clean, keep it clean. It is in our own hands to keep our intellect clean. If intellect is clean, Baba will sit inside our intellect. If intellect is clean, it will become powerful and blessings will sit inside our intellect. So thus you will experience God's love and we will experience, oh, my life is so beautiful. I enjoy my life. I love myself. I love my journey of life. And life will become a blessing of God. So now, I end class here and we shall do 10 hours powerful yoga. Red light, please. And let our powerful vibrations go to the world now. This yoga is for world service. This will become our seed stage, volcanic yoga. I am a soul sitting in forehead. Visualize yourself. I am self-sovereign. Master of this body. Master of mind and intellect. I am Nirakar soul, incorporeal soul. I left this body, going up towards soul world. There is an aura around me. Together with this aura, I am flying up. Reach to soul world. This is my home. Make a picture of soul world. Golden red light is here. This is the abode of peace. Before coming down in this world, I was here. Here everywhere, powerful vibrations of Baba. Everywhere there are the powerful vibrations of peace. God's energy is spreading here, everywhere. My mind is becoming cool, peaceful. This is my home. Here I am in rest. In my mukti stage, liberated stage. Up above, Shiva Baba is here. Visualize him. I'm giving you thoughts, creating thoughts, keeping visualizing him. Make your mind stable. He is Gyan Surya. He is almighty. His rays are spreading in whole soul world. His aura is the biggest aura. You have shown me the way. Om Shanti. Thank you very much.